listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the news briefing. The Prime Minister claims he will not step down if his party loses the election on Saturday. Scott Morrison believes he can defy the national opinion polls. He's told the ABC he's not playing into scenarios and is staying focused on a win on May 21.
That is not something I'm contemplating because I'm not contemplating on that being the scenario. I'm focused on one thing, and that's ensuring that our government continues because we have the economic plan.
Meantime, Labor will pledge $1.5 billion towards a medical manufacturing fund today. It's part of a bigger $15 billion plan to shore up medical supply chains down under for things such as vaccines. Local businesses would also be favoured for contracts. More than 2 million Australians will be entitled to 10 days paid domestic violence leave under a landmark decision by the Fair Work Commission. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says this is vital to women's safety.
Knowing that you have access to paid leave while you escape violence and deal with the repercussions of it is so important for women and children's safety.
And McDonald's has confirmed it'll leave Russia for good as a result of the invasion of Ukraine, calling it an unpredictable operating environment. It comes after the fast food restaurant announced it would temporarily close more than 800 of its outlets back in March. It first opened its Golden Arches in Moscow in 1990, symbolising a thaw of the Cold War. We're still waiting on a decision for what time the AFL Grand Final will be held this year. Discussions continue as to whether it'll be a twilight or day match. AFL boss Gil McLachlan says there are a number of things to be considered.
Is the game presented better for the biggest game of the year to an incredible, you know, to 4 or 5 million people, as opposed to people, the core of our game, a lot of people like the tradition of 2:30. So that's the heart of the discussion, I think, and I think people understand that.
Phil Gould insists he wasn't going to sack Trent Barrett and he made the decision to quit as coach of Canterbury. The Bulldogs general manager of football had thrown his full support behind the coach recently. Manly maintains Tom Trbojevic is fully fit despite ending the loss to the Broncos with his quad heavily iced. Young brother Ben won't face the Eels this weekend after he stirred up an AC injury. And Broncos teen sensation Selwyn Cobbo could be called upon to play fullback against the Knights on Thursday night. Taking a quick look at weather across the country. A few showers for Brisbane, a max at 26. Same for the Gold Coast and 25, while it's sunny skies for Sydney, 21 the top. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, a max temp of 16. Hobart, showers and 14. Patchy showers for Adelaide, 17 the max. Perth, blue skies and 24. And get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22.
Listener.